Most people walk around identified continuously with objects in consciousness. They don't know themselves as the underlying space, space consciousness. Here we have another pointer in case you didn't get the first one. Ultimate terms, objects in consciousness are things, because we are speaking of form. So most people's lives consist of things that they are concerned with. Thoughts are things, material things, that comes first, and that's for a large part of the population of the planet. Their entire existence is consumed by concern with material things. And that applies both to the poor part of the world and to the wealthy part of the world. The poor are concerned with material things because they may not have enough to meet all the needs of the body. And the wealthy are concerned with material things because nothing is ever enough to the me. I need more. It's the unconscious movement of more. So there's one level on which one's life, one's entire existence is concerned with things, objects. And then it's things in a wider sense are anything that arises in your mind as an object. Thought forms, experiences, knowledge. One thing after another arises inside you. It's a burden to live in such a way, one's life being consumed by one damn thing after another. You know how life is. It never leaves you alone. The next thing comes, and it demands your attention. It can be a thought that demands your attention. It can be a phone call, which is also a thought that says, this is important, this is what's going on. Ah, oh. And when you've solved one thing, another one comes up from behind. So you may have noticed the world of things doesn't leave you alone. It always has something, always some new thing comes up to demand your attention. You're surrounded by things. And not only outside, unfortunately, then you carry the accumulated content of thought forms inside you, which is object consciousness, we could say, and you are burdened with that. And this is how people live, how they at work, in families, that continues one thing after another. What's the next thing we have to do? And another. And when they're not concerned with things, they go into the hypnotic state of switching on some entertainment device. First consumed by things, and then finally, click. What a life. Is living in a room crammed full with things. You can't even move in it anymore. And then you step out of identification with thought forms. How do you do that? Says the thought form. Give me a technique, says another thought. Okay, there are 7 steps that will take you 7 years. Now, if we did that here, this gathering would be more satisfying to the mind, because you could go home and tell your family, when they ask you, what did you come away with? What did you learn? And you could say, I learned 7 steps and it'll take me 7 years. Oh, that's great. You got your money's worth. And so it's satisfying to be given more time to the mind because it has that need. It loves it. It's just waiting for something like that. And it's frustrating to the mind to be sitting here and saying, okay, yeah, but how?